Yeah. So, what does ahoy mean? What does it mean? Tell all them back there what it means. So when I say ahoy, you say ahoy. Let's try it again. Adults, participate. Okay? Ahoy! Good job. Good job. Well, as you can see, we went to Sun Treasure Island, our tropical island, and we had fun, but of course we had to pretend we got on a boat. And what happens when you get on a boat sometimes? It rocks. And what happens when it rocks and you eat a lot of food? Sometimes you can get a little seasick. So how about we play a little game? You want to play a little game? Okay. Everybody come up front. Come up here. Right here. Watch for the little ones. Watch for the little ones. If you have a dress on, make sure you keep it modest. Okay? Now, adults. How are we going to do the adults?
Adults. You guys can come participate, too.
Well, they can stand up where you're at.
Stand up.
Stand up where you're at.
Don't run in the aisle.
No running in the aisles unless you feel the spirit. Then, by all means, take off. So, everybody, stand up.
You can get out in the aisles. You know.
Got to participate. Got to participate.
All right. This is shipwreck.
This is called shipwreck. Although we did not wreck.
We did not wreck. We almost did, but we didn't.
Well, we did.
Okay. So, this down here is your bow. So when I say bow, everybody's going to go this way.
You can take like two steps this way, just so you're participating.
Children, you all can
y'all can go. Adults, take two steps, okay?
Okay, and when I say stern, you guys are going to go this
two steps.
Way. Okay? And when I say, it's my favorite, seasick, you guys are going to go.
What happens when you get seasick?
And when I say party on deck, we're going to go.
Woo, woo. Woo. Oh, come on, adults. Jeez, it's not been that long since y'all have been kids. Come on.
Mom, they don't know this one yet. They're just learning.
Party on deck. Woo, 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 woo. That's better.
Okay. And when I say hit the deck, adults, you guys can sit
y'all
in your chair.
Y'all just sit in your seat.
Girls in dresses, just squat on the floor. Don't really hit the deck. And everybody else, hit the deck.
Everybody just sit down. Okay. Hit the deck. Sit down.
And when I say row your boat, everybody's got to get together in your aisles, and you have to start singing, row your boat.
Okay?
Ladies, remember.
You have dress on. Be modest. Keep it.
Ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Row, 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 row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Good okay. job.
So we're ready to play. Remember, adults,
ready?
You have to get together.
Adults have to participate.
So let's stand.
Everybody stand up.
All rise, because we're on a ship. Woo! All right, are we ready?
I'll go out here with the adults.
All right. Mom, you make sure that they do what
okay.
they're supposed
okay,
to
okay,
do.
Okay.
Ready? Bow!
Two steps.
Stern.
Two steps.
Bow.
Two steps.
Stern.
Two steps.
Party on deck.
Woo, 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 woo.
Party on deck.
Woo, 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 woo.
Seasick.
Blah.
Seasick.
Blah.
Hit the deck.
Sit down.
Seasick.
Blah.
Oh, bow.
Two steps.
Stern.
Two steps.
Bow. Stern. Row your boat.
Oh, sit down. Get together. Get together.
Everybody get together. Get
row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Seasick.
Blah.
Party on deck.
Woo.
Stern.
This way.
Bow.
Two steps. This way.
Bow.
This way.
Seasick.
Blah.
Stern. Seasick.
Blah. I really am sick.
Seasick.
Blah.
Okay, you got it.
Very good, guys. Very good. Very good. Okay, let's teach them one more song that has to do with ahoy. Which one was that we did? Everybody stand up. Come on, campers! adults, you can sit and participate, okay? Or you can stand, either one. Don't let Pastor outdo you. Just saying. Here we go. Just saying. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then if you're happy and you know if you're happy and you know it, say ahoy!
Ahoy!
If you're happy and you know it, say ahoy!
Ahoy!
If you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, say ahoy!
Ahoy!
If you're happy and you know it, do all three!
Ahoy!
If you're happy and you know it, do all three! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Good job, guys. Good job, good job, good job. Okay, so on Sun Treasure Island, we've been learning all about God's love. All about God's love. So the first thing we learn about God's love is that it was kind. Oh, it was what? It was kind. So, on the first lesson, how did God show his love? Who did he show it to? Come on, guys. Who did he show it to? Starts with a J. Nope. Who did he show it to? What was the man's name? Do you remember? Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, somebody said it. Shout it out. Yes, that's perfect. And how did he show God's love? What did he do for Jairus? Jairus, or however you want to say it. What did he do? He helped his daughter. What was wrong with his daughter? Matthew. She was very, 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 very sick. And what did Jesus do? Besides Matthew. He said, get up, little girl. And Jesus went and he healed the little girl. So, we're going to do two songs starting out. So, all the kids come up here and turn around and face your parents so they can see your beautiful face. Can't you go out there? Give me the paper. Come on, everybody up. Everybody up. Should I make my workers? Oh, come on, workers. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Scoot this way. Come this way. Back row. Come this way. Back row. This way. This way. This way. This way. This way. Come on. Come on. Come on. If you're little, get in the front. Go ahead. Turn it up.
Welcome to our island home. Just feel the ocean breeze. We're so glad you've come to laugh and play. Hey, there is more than meets the eye beneath the golden seas. The love you will discover if you stay. Hey, come on an island adventure. We'll search for the world's greatest treasure.
job, good job, good job. People. That is true. And what else happened? What happened when Jesus came to town? Shout it out. He climbed up in a tree. He went to his house to eat. So, do you think that when Zacchaeus went to the house to eat with Jesus, do you think that he asked Jesus to come into his heart and forgive him of his sins? I think he did, too. I think he did, too. So, let's do number five. Number five. Oh, come on, guys. Maybe. Number five.
Forgive us if we turn around and come home to the Lord. He will forgive us.
a good lesson for all of us to learn. If we turn, he will forgive us. No matter what, no matter what we've done, all we have to do is turn around, look to God, and he will forgive us. So far we have learned that what? We've learned that God's love is
God.
And God's love is
forgiving.
And the third thing we learned was
forever.
God's love is forever. Do you need the words to this? Do you have your words that I gave you? Well, you better get them. But the first thing I want to do is I want somebody to say our scripture verse that we learned. The whole thing. Can you say the whole thing? Let's get the microphone and we're going to say the whole entire thing. No, I think Chrissy.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It's not easily angered. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Keeps no record of wrongs. Natalie.
Oh.
Does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. There we go. Nothing ever fails. There.
One more time.
We were in here, and all of a sudden I got this really bad migraine. Like, my head had been hurting. But then I got a really bad migraine, and then Miss Fern prayed over me, and like 5 minutes later it was gone.
Amen. Good job. Anybody else want to say the scripture verse? Mark. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Come on, Mark.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It does not keep no record of wrongs. It does not... Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Love is, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Corinthians 4-8.
Good job. Good job. Okay, so how did we learn that God's love is forever? Everybody say it. Forever. How did we learn that? Shout it out. How did we learn that God's love? What did God do for us to show that his love was forever? Who did he send to earth?
Jesus.
And what did Jesus do on earth to show us that God's love is forever? Someone besides this little one. Because she knows. He died on the cross for our sins. So if we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and we ask him to live in our hearts, that means that God's love is
forever.
Okay. Huh? Give me that. Cool. So, we're going to sing this last song. It's Follow Jesus. It's the last one that we learned. Follow McKenzie.
cross before me, the world behind me. I fix my eyes on Him, my Creator, my living Savior, forgiver of my sin.
We learned about God's love. It's kind, it's forgiving, and it's forever. I'm thankful to say at this camp, when we got to the last part about God's love being forever, every single one of our campers that were here said that they all had accepted Christ into their hearts. So I was very glad to see that. I just want to share a little bit before camp even got started how the enemy came at us hard. From Miss Darlene, me, with my surgery and stuff, what turned out to be a one-week ordeal turned out to be a two-week ordeal, and my energy didn't come back as fast as I had thought it would, so I thought I would have more energy to get down here and work, and if anybody's been in any of my other camps, you know how much I get into it, and I want it to be decorated, and I want the kids to have a great time, and then to see, you know, I want them to feel like they're really there. Well, I didn't have the energy to do all that this year, recovering from a few little things. So on Thursday, which camp started on Friday, on Thursday, I had a meltdown. I had a meltdown on my way to work with Mom and Dad, and everybody was in the car, and I was thinking, there's no way that we can get this done. I have 15 things down in the children's department that I've got to paint. I don't know my music. I haven't got to do everything that I wanted to do. The church is not decorated. We've got 40 kids coming. I have just absolutely had it. Like, I don't know. Like, I was in tears in the back seat. I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, let me just tell you the prelude to having my meltdown. I get up late. I'm late for work anyway on Thursday morning. So I'm running through the house and getting all my stuff together and throwing my clothes on and whatever. So I go to get my keys, and I know I laid my keys on my dresser, right? I know I laid them there because I come in, I was really tired, and I just threw everything on the dresser and whatever. So I get up, and I'm looking for my keys, and my keys aren't there. So I go through the house, and I'm throwing stuff and trying to figure out where it's at. No keys. So I thought, well, let me call Ricardo. Now, he's at work in Springfield. So I say, Ricardo, have you seen my keys? And he's like, uh-oh. I said, don't say uh-oh. He said, hang on. He's like, honey, I got your keys in my pocket. I was like, what do you mean you got your keys in your pocket? I can't get to work. I was like, I'm already late for work. And he's like, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. I'm trying to be a good wife. It's okay. So I go out, and I was like, okay, I'll just drive his truck to work. So I get in the truck, and I turn the key, and it says nothing. It don't say anything. It just sits there, and I'm like, what? Mackenzie drove the truck the night before and didn't put any gas in it. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I call Mom and Dad, and I'm like, hey, can somebody just run me to work really quick? Well, it takes them forever to get to the car. So I'm in the car, and I'm waiting. I'm thinking, oh, I'm already late for work. I'm texting my boss. I'm already 9 minutes late for work. Ugh, and I hate to be late for work. So anyway, that's when I had my meltdown on my way to work in the car, that all this stuff has to be done. I'm late for work, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So I have to close the store that night, and immediately, once I had my meltdown in the car, Kaylin was home. Unfortunately, she was sick, not feeling great when she called in work, but I'm so thankful that she was here because she says, Mom, I can do stuff. Let me do stuff. Tell me what you need done. Mom's like, I can do this. Let me do this. Mackenzie had already been down here working, and she's like, Mom, I can do this, I can do this. So when through that day, Mom was texting me, well, so-and-so's here to do this, and so-and-so's here to do this. What do you want them to do? And I'm thinking, I'm just freaking out, you know, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so great. So then when I get here, Jeff and Libby are here, and Tina's here, and everybody just jumps in and starts painting, and they start doing all this stuff, and it starts coming together, and it's feeling like, okay, maybe I can breathe a little bit. Now, grant you, we still didn't have all this stuff done, but it came together. And that's what I want to say is through the love that each of you all had for the Lord and giving, this camp came together. It wasn't just one person that did it. It was through the whole entire church. Come together and did this for these kids. And this is something that they're going to take out with them. Just like the miracles that we've seen happening from a migraine to an allergic reaction, they're going to know that this church cared about them. This church went all out for them. And I want to thank each and every one of you all that participated, that gave money, that ran the sweeper, that just, I don't care if you didn't do nothing but say a prayer. Lord, bless those people. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart because you guys made this possible for these kids, and that means a lot. So I want all the kids to give all the adults a hand clap just to say thank you, okay? Yeah, we're not done yet. I thought you had something to say. So we at the end, we always give certificates. So, and these are just for the workers. The kids already got their certificates. So these are just for the workers. This is just something just to say thank you. We appreciate everything that you've done. Like I said, if it wasn't nothing, if you're here and you just took a little kid to the bathroom, it was a help. It was a help. So my first worker was Grayson Adamson. Come on up. Maggie Rigsby is in here twice. So you're doubly thanked. Mercedes Hughes, a little Sadie bug. Sadie Corbin, Jacob Williams, and these are our swabbies. I didn't call them that, but whatever. Lane Sapp. Tina Kaler. Sherry Lawson, Sherry Stump, Jack Stump, I'm going up front, Sarah Lawson, Holly Mitchum, I don't think she's here today, Ms. Nola, you want to come, Scott Rigsby is not here today, but he donated the pizza for us, and like I said, it was a blessing. We had pizza every meal, and it was great. Debbie McClister, Shirley Powell, Kenny Powell. Kenny was our just all around everything, from serving. He even helped us when we took the kids' pictures to help them learn how to pose. And he was instructing, so Kenny was just our all-around. Brad Adamson. Pastor Jerry. Whose picture? Oh, we'll get it. Kaylin Hughes, she's not here, she's at work. Mackenzie Hughes, my co-captain. That I don't know what I would have done without. Skip that. Connie Hensley. She's not here. Lori Rigsby. Darlene Campbell is not here. Libby Wright. Jeff Wright. Awesome Sauce. Cole Lawson. Cole Lawson, he made CDs of the music for each and every child to take home with them. And we just thank him for that. That's always one of the biggest things that we get asked for is, can we have a copy of the music so we can listen to it at home? And in the past, we haven't been able to give each and every one. We just had a few CDs left over, and we passed them out. But this year, every family got a CD of the music. Maggie Rigsby. Huh? Oh, you're just triply thanked. She are that there. Her name's in here three times. Let me have those to you. So let's just give everybody a hand. This is what it took to do this, and we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We don't know what we would have done without you. You left your name out, Laverne Rulliford. Get up here. He's up here. And Ricardo, Ricardo hung up our stuff for us here. And so we thank you. I just want to say thank you to my mom for everything. I don't know what I would have done without her to keep me sane. So I thank you very much.
And now you see, it takes a whole an entire church to put a camp together. But you've got a part of it because you did it. And then, you know, and your children will never forget this. Will never forget it. Amen.
And if there's anyone we miss, we deeply apologize for that.
We I'm sorry.
All right, guys, we got time for one more song. Which one would you like to do? One more song. It's a camp tradition.
Which one?
Which one? You pick.
You always get into it.
Yes. Which one? You want to do that? Okay. All right. I thought so. Exactly. I did. Okay, it is number three. Here we go, guys. Here she comes. Pastor Shirley, I'm turning it over to you. You need a microphone.
Got it.
Children can go sit with your parents if you would like to.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all had a good time today. Serving the Lord ought to be fun, right? And it is when it's not religion. Because religion attaches a bunch of do's and don'ts. You do this in church or don't do that in church. But, you know, amen. We've had fun today serving the Lord and fellowshipping with one another. Well, we've come to the end of July, which was the seventh month, and seven means completion. How many thank God that there are some things that are completed and done with? And you're so over it. So I got to tell somebody this morning, go ahead and throw your hanky away and quit your crying. Hallelujah. It's over. It's done with. It's a done deal. It's all been taken care of. Just believe God that you're seeing the manifestation of it. Now the good news is this is the eighth month, which means eight, which means the number eight means new beginnings. And how many knows that you can't have a new beginning until you get over it? Amen? So it's time to get over some stuff and step into the new. Hallelujah. And we have stepped into the new. Glory to God. And God is doing some new things, and He wants you to be part of it. That's how we get the word out. You know, the Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. So you have no need to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power to be everything, to do everything that you need in this life right now. And that's why God is wanting you to receive it and to believe Him to do what He's already said He's done for you, so that you can be a blessing to others. Because once we get over ourselves, then that's when God's and use us to be a blessing to others. Amen. And today's the first Sunday of the month, and it's family service, and we share communion today. And we've also set aside the first Sunday of the month a seed offering. Remember what I talked a little bit about last Sunday when we talked about giving? You ought to say, yes, I have another opportunity to give unto God. And it's giving is all about trusting God with what He's already given you. That's what it is. It's just saying, God, I trust You with what you have given me. Amen. So I give back to You, trusting You that You're going to take care of everything that I need. And You've already taken care of everything that concerns me anyway, but I trust You with what I give. And you know, when you talk about giving monetary, God just wants you to start with what you got. If it's nothing but a quarter, a dollar, a nickel, five, 10, or 20, amen. He just wants you to give something. And I found that when I start giving the something, He just starts adding to me. So He always just wants you to start with what you have. And one thing, with new beginnings, if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to start. Amen. So today it's been set aside as communion, where, you know, we just come together, we have communion together, and also as a time to say, I'm going to give a little extra today to the kingdom of God. You know, we're only like 3.5 years on our mortgage. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm believing God it's paid in full, so that we can take that and be a blessing to other people. Amen. So we want you to believe God with us. Glory to God. Whether it's your giving or whether it's prayer. Say, God, You've established this church. You're going to take care of this ministry. We want to be a blessing not only to this county but to the nations and all those people around us, that God has not forsaken us. And we're believing God for our mortgage to be paid in full, and we're believing God for $8,000 to get caught up on some things. So just pray just for a moment. Ask God what He wants you to do and what He wants you to give this morning. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, let each one give as he has made up his own mind, purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowful or under compulsion, for God loves. He takes pleasure in prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in his giving. And God is able to make all grace, ever favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances, whatever the need is, to be self-sufficient, processing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donations. God loves a cheerful giver. We're going to pray on our prayer list this morning and believe God to just minister to people where they're at this morning and bring healing and deliverance and wisdom in all things. And if you have a prayer request on your heart right now, just raise your hand to the Lord. He knows what it is, and we're going to go before him. And knowing that we don't have to bear it because he's already bore it, church. When he said it's finished on the cross, he meant what he said, it's finished. So we don't have to bear it because Jesus already bore it on the cross. Amen. And Father, we just come boldly into your throne room, bringing our petitions, our supplications, and before you today, God, knowing that through Jesus, it's already been bored. And we thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, we lift up Lorianne and upcoming surgery, Father God, for Edwin Jackson and Panasha, for Joyce, Diane, and Danny, and Donnie, Lord, and for the Keisha and kids, and Dell and Ida, Nanny's sister, Father. Keisha and Darla, Patricia's sister, Jacody and Reagan, Jennifer, Carrie, Mercedes, and Chase, Aaron, Brooke, and Nikki, Father, you take care of all these people, Father. For the Harvey family, Father, for Jerry's niece that's in the hospital, and favor and peace for Brandy and Josh, and for Miss Phyllis today, Father. We just lift, Father, this mother of faith up to you this morning in Jesus' name. And for Rita, God, for complete manifestation of healing in her body, Father, I speak strength to her right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for Nadine Darnell for healing, Father. And we just pray for Donnie's upcoming surgery, God, that you've already gone before him, Father, and prepared, Lord, everything that needs to be prepared for this operation, Father, for complete healing and complete recovery. Every request that's up on our hearts right now, Father, we bring it to you, knowing, Father, that you've already taken care of. And we speak peace, we speak comfort to every situation in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
You know, there's one other thing that we need to do with all the children here, and that is this. School starts Wednesday in Taylor County. And it starts, when does it start in Russell County? The 11th, when does it start in Columbia? It's 11th, 14th. But anyway, we want to pray over our children. And that is another reason we do camp just before school starts, is to give them something that is high. Because when children go to camp, they come back, they're different. They've experienced God. And they've got something to start that year of school with. So we just speak a blessing right now over all these children and these youth as they go to preschool and kindergarten and middle school and junior high and high school and off to college. Lord, that your anointing and your protection is on them. And they'll follow that word they have learned. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen.
Pastor.